You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Even as leaders scramble to respond to COVID-19, this election season marches forward with an important deadline for New York voters. Tomorrow is the last day to register to vote in the June 23rd primary election. So joining us now with the latest on what voters need to know is WNYC's City Hall and politics reporter, Bridget Bergen. Hi, Bridget.
Good morning, Sean. Happy birthday.
Thank you. So before we talk through how a person registers to vote, people have a lot on their minds these days. So you can remind us what some of the big contests are going to be next month?
Sure, absolutely. So this is a primary election, which means only voters who are registered in a party where there is a contest are eligible to vote. So that's the Democratic presidential primary with 11 candidates and their respective delegates on the ballot. Even though only former Vice President Joe Biden is still officially running, there was that whole back and forth in the court over whether to cancel this contest, and ultimately the courts ordered it to be on. Then there are some other high-profile contests depending on where you live. So for congressional primaries, lots of folks are watching the primary in the 15th Congressional District in the Bronx, where a crowded field of Democrats are vying for the nomination to succeed long-serving Congressman Jose Serrano, who's retiring. And of course, in Queens, there's the Democratic primary for Queensborough president with 5 candidates on the ballot. So there are also primaries for state legislative races across the city, and we're going to be talking more and more about these contests in the coming weeks.
Okay, so as we mentioned, tomorrow is the deadline to register to vote for the upcoming primary. But how do you register in these times if you're stuck inside because of the pandemic?
Yeah, well, you have a couple options. The only way to do it online is through the Department of Motor Vehicles website. You need to have a license or a non-driver ID and a social security number. If you go to the DMV website, it will let you fill out the application there. And those forms actually get sent to local BOE offices like the one here in New York City for processing. There's been a push for full online voter registration. The city council actually passed legislation and the mayor signed it. And that would use a platform built by the New York City Campaign Finance Board. A version of that legislation has been pushed around in the state legislature, which is really the only thing that would compel the city board of elections to use it. And youth advocates have really been pushing it this session, but so far it's really just been stuck in Albany limbo.
Oh, boy. So it really does seem like bad news for young voters. What do you do if you don't have a DMV account?
Right. So there is another option, and that's just to go old school, download a paper form from the City Board of Elections website, fill it out in blue or black ink, and mail it in. The form does say postage paid, and when I asked the City Board of Elections yesterday, a spokeswoman told me that it should be able to be sent in the mail like that if you just staple it with that barcode showing. But it seems to me like an envelope with some postage would be a much safer choice if you go that route.
Right.
Either way, it needs to be postmarked or hand-delivered to a Board of Elections office by tomorrow. And if you decide to mail it, it needs to be received by the BOE by June 3rd, which is next Wednesday.
So can you tell us just who is eligible to register and what happens if you miss the deadline?
Sure. So to register, you need to be a U.S. citizen who will be 18 or older on the day of the election. You can pre-register as a 16 or 17-year-old in New York, but you can't vote until you're 18. You also need to be a resident of New York City for at least 30 days before the election. You cannot register if you are currently incarcerated for a felony conviction. However, you may be able to if you're on parole for a felony conviction and you've received a voting pardon or had your rights restored. And you can vote if you're incarcerated but still awaiting trial and you haven't been convicted. Now, if you miss the deadline, don't totally despair.
Good.
You won't be able to vote necessarily in the June primary. I should also note again that New York has a closed primary system, so you need to be registered in a political party to participate next month. So if you're a blank or you wanted to change your party affiliation, you won't be eligible. But, Sean, we have a really big general election in November, and
we
there
do.
Is still plenty of time to register to vote for that. The deadline's not until early October, and of course, you don't need to be registered with a party to vote in a general election.
Okay, so what if I submit a voter registration form? I've done it already. Is there a way to check if I am in the system?
Yes, there actually is.
Wow,
if
great.
You are registered in the 5 boroughs, you can go to nycvotersearch.com and check and see if your registration has been processed. There's also a lookup function from the State Board of Elections website, but when I checked it yesterday, it wasn't actually working.
Okay, that is good to know. So what do we do if we're not in the system yet?
Well, that's a really good question, and it's something that we are watching. First, keep checking. If you can complete a voter registration form ahead of the deadline and submit it, do that. If you already did that and you still don't see yourself in the system, let us know. You can tweet at me, at Bridget Bergen, or send me a direct message. We can't promise that we're going to look into each case, but we do want to know if there are issues. And of course, you can also call the New York City Board of Elections.
So last week, Bridget, you were on the show. We talked about how to apply for your absentee ballot. And those applications started to go out in the mail last week. Do you know anything about how that process is going so far?
Well, so we know the city started to send out close to 4 million absentee ballot applications. My husband and I got ours. Ooh. When you get them, go carefully through the form. It's actually partially completed for you. The name and address fields are filled in. You do need to select the reason why you're requesting the absentee ballot, which for most people will be temporary illness due to COVID-19. You still need to add your date of birth and check off how you want to receive the ballot, sign it, date it. Also, a note, when you go to put that application back in the envelope, don't panic if it doesn't seem like it quite fits. Take a pause. Check to make sure you tore off the perforated strip on the left side of the form.
Yeah.
It's going to be tight, but then it should fit in there all right. And then get that in the mail no later than June 16th. And as I said last week, better still, go online and apply. You can get to the place where you apply at vote.nyc.
Okay, so we've gotten this far. When will my ballot arrive?
Well, as you know, it depends on when you submit your application. The board is currently mailing them now, so they will be showing up in mailboxes. But when you get it, you want to mail it back as soon as possible. The ballot needs to be postmarked by June 22nd.
So, Bridget, real quick, in about 20 seconds here, will there be any early voting or in-person voting in June?
Absolutely, Sean. Just this week, the board published the early voting sites for New York City. There's 79 across the city, which is actually an increase compared to last November by about 18 sites. And then there will be voting on Election Day, and there will be even more sites there. We'll be talking about where you find that information as we get closer to the election.
That is great to know. Thank you so much. Bridget Bergen is WNYC City Hall and politics reporter.
Thanks, Sean.